Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5. News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, some clouds in the mix, some fog in the mix, and 63 as we get started on this Thursday morning. It's FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with more on our forecast. First, Kane will check traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, we've got a stalled vehicle at Grinder Road and House Ferry. We've got the fog again across the bayway and the causeway, so be patient. Lets it a quarter mile visibility there and into the downtown area. Modern Limousine and Taxi in Mobile is your full-service limousine, shuttle, and taxi service. Weddings and proms are around the corner. Reserve the Ford Excursion limo that holds 20. Call 802-6632 and see their fleet at moderntaxiandlimo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach and the carrot patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
607 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up at around 6:35. I look forward to today, tomorrow, and the weekend ahead. We talk about the weekend ahead, and next week we'll talk about things that are online and offline as there have been closures in our area, in our region here, with people having the abundance of caution top of mind here when it comes to coronavirus. And I guess it is real now, as celebrities have coronavirus. That makes it real. Mm-hmm. Athletes having coronavirus makes it real. Actually, a case they're looking into, a presumptive case of coronavirus now in Mississippi. Still nothing in Alabama, but getting ever closer. And some people say, hey, it's here right now, we just haven't tested it. I don't know if that's true.
Right.
But a presumptive case in Mississippi, in Hattiesburg, so pretty close.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal last night. I was watching the NBA, watching some SEC games, and the news came in. And we'll go into more detail on sports, but that the NBA has suspended its season. And it was there have been many wild nights to be online and see kind of what everyone in America and the rest of the world is saying as some crazy news comes in. And it's just, that's something I've never seen before. An entire sports league postponed because of a virus or anything else. So a pretty wild night last night, seeing all that news come in.
Well, I guess now it's officially called a pandemic. Although, remember about a month ago they called it a pandemic, then they stopped calling it a pandemic. Now they're back to calling COVID-19 a pandemic. World Health Organization declared COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. WHO Director Tedros Ghebreyesus officially announced on Wednesday that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. Health officials asked countries to scale up their emergency health responses. They also called the act of social distancing a poor substitute for isolation, adding it's better to separate everybody because you don't know who is affected. Virus outbreak, which began in China at the end of last year, has now infected more than 1,000 people in the United States, nearly 120,000 people worldwide. Worldwide. Effects also not just in the world of sports, but it continues its effect on the stock market and also commodity prices. Dow fell into a bear market yesterday. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports, it's COVID-19 and sports at the same time, right?
Yeah, coronavirus, of course, suspends the NBA season, and the NCAA with their biggest month of basketball. I mean, it's here. Conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament coming up next. They've banned fans, so I'll let you know exactly what's going on in the world hold of the NCAA and NBA.
All right, and travelers from Europe will not be allowed in the U.S. for 30 days, as says the State Department. They said protection against the importation of new cases of coronavirus. Executive order unveiled by the president last night during his address to the nation. Bob Constantini reports the severe economic impact of fears of the virus are also being targeted.
Scores of events where large crowds would gather are being canceled or limited in those who can attend over coronavirus worries. Even the NBA is suspending play indefinitely. For small businesses suffering from the economic impact of Americans effectively hunkering down, the president is offering billions of dollars in low-interest loans and individual financial aid.
Targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus.
The president also wants Congress to suspend payroll taxes to give Americans a little more to spend and juice the economy. However, even some Republicans don't think that's a good idea. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Also, like I mentioned, I guess now it is real. We have celebrities testing positive for COVID-19. Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, became the first famous people to be tested positive for coronavirus. They're in Australia. We'll talk more about that coming up. Check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Carnival Fantasy returns to Mobile today for the first time since the U.S. State Department advised Americans to not travel on cruise ships. Passengers returning from Cozumel and Yucatan, Mexico, will disembark in the port city later this morning. Guests who will board the ship later today were offered the option of rescheduling their trip for later in the year. The cruise line, though, is not offering refunds. A man in Mississippi is now the first in the state believed to be infected with coronavirus. The man from the Hattiesburg area recently traveled to Florida. Mississippi's state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, is expected to release additional information at 11 this morning. There have been no cases of coronavirus in Alabama, but the Festival of Flowers in Mobile has been canceled amid growing concerns about the virus. The Southeast region's largest outdoor flower show was scheduled for March 26th through the 29th in West Mobile. Organizers are expected to release a statement later today. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Heard the attacks on pro-Trump Republican Jerry Carl? Well, they're funded by never-Trumper Bill Hightower and an anti-Trump pro-immigration group Bill Hightower calls his friends. They're attacking Jerry Carl because Jerry Carl supports our president, wants to build a wall and end the flood of illegal immigrants coming across our border. They must be supporting Bill Hightower because he opposed a budget that would have helped prevent illegal immigrants from voting in Alabama. Hightower voted for higher taxes against a balanced budget amendment and even thought tolling the new I-10 bridge was a good idea. Those aren't policies a pro-Trump conservative would get behind. Jerry Carl is the only candidate who will stand with President Trump to protect our South Alabama values. Like Trump, Jerry Carl has a backbone. He's tired of political correctness, and he'll never put illegal immigrants ahead of South Alabama families. Never-Trumper Bill Hightower can never be in Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am. But I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah. Me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has slowed the sports world to a halt. Quarter after six, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NBA announced last night that it is suspending its season after a Utah Jazz player preliminarily tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. The announcement came after the Oklahoma City Thunder-Utah Jazz game was postponed because Utah's Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. The quarantine period for those who believe they may have been exposed to COVID-19 is 14 days. Players on teams that the Jazz have played in the past 10 days have been asked to self-quarantine. Earlier in the week, Gobert met with reporters and, in what he thought was a joke, touched reporters' microphones and recorders.
Uh-oh.
And not a good move. That happened after the league had sent multiple memos telling players how serious to take coronavirus. In the past week, the Jazz have played the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, Detroit Pistons, and the Toronto Raptors, and they were on the court pregame with the Thunder on Wednesday.
Teams are allowed to continue practicing. They're telling teams stay in town, stay together. They can go to the facilities and work, but right now they're doing so without knowing when a next potential game is.
That's ESPN's NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski. The last game scheduled for the night between New Orleans and Sacramento was also postponed because one of the referees set to work the game, Courtney Kirkland, had worked a Utah Jazz game earlier in the week.
We can now share with you that the game that was scheduled to follow and be the final game of this NBA season prior to suspension between the Pelicans and the Kings, that has been canceled as well.
That was ESPN's Scott Van Pelt. Meanwhile, there are conference tournaments being played in college basketball as we get closer to the NCAA tournament. NCAA President Mark Emmert announced yesterday that the entire NCAA tournament will be played without fans present. Following that announcement, the SEC, Big 12, Big 10, ACC, Pac-12, Big East, American Athletic Conference, Atlantic 10, Southland, and Conference USA announced that their conference tournaments will proceed without fans in attendance beginning with today's games. As of right now, family and essential personnel are the only people that will be allowed in the arenas. And the SEC also announced that similar attendance restrictions will be in effect for all other regular season events on its campuses through at least March 30th. The Sun Belt did not announce any changes to its plans for the conference tournament on Wednesday, but League Commissioner Keith Gill said in a statement last week that the conference is monitoring the situation and will likely follow the NCAA's lead. In games that were played yesterday, South Alabama Jaguars women's team punched their ticket to the conference semifinals after rallying to defeat UT Arlington 55-47. If the conference tournament does continue as scheduled, USA will meet Coastal Carolina on Saturday night at 7:30 at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. That same day, the South Alabama men's team is scheduled to face Texas State in the men's semifinals at 2 p.m. In the SEC tournament in Nashville, Georgia beat Ole Miss 81-63, and Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 86-73. Today, again, assuming the tournament's not canceled or postponed, number 9 seed Alabama is set to face number 8 seed Tennessee at noon. Number 5, Florida, will play number 13, Georgia, after that game. 7, Texas A&M will play number 10, Missouri, at 6, followed by number 6, South Carolina, versus number 11, Arkansas. In college baseball, South Alabama fell to LSU 4-1. Up next, South opens their Sun Belt Conference play on the road Friday with a 3-game series at Georgia State. In golf, the Players Championship is set to begin as scheduled this morning at TPC Sawgrass in Florida. Tiger Woods will not play in the tournament, saying his back is not ready for the grind of 4 days of play. But he did get some good news yesterday. Woods was elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame class of 2021. He has 15 major championships and 82 PGA Tour titles. The date and location of the 2021 induction ceremony has yet to be announced. 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
How many times do you think you're going to be saying that the next couple weeks, whether something's cancer? Well, if it happens.
There's just no way to know. I've never, 9-11 was one thing. Remember, they pushed the NFL season back at least 1 week. But I've never seen uncertainty like this surrounding the sports world. You just don't know whether games will be played or who will be in attendance to see them.
All right, do our best here to keep you in the loop on that. 620 coming right back. Dr. Bill's forecast, and we'll check in with News 5.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We have a decent amount of fog across the Bayway, the Causeway. Mobile Police Department have got a stalled vehicle at Grider Road in House Ferry slowing up traffic, but they're moving it out of the roadway now. Looks good so far as you're traveling from the 1065 split, northbound 65 all the way from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting members. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical moving and shooting ranges and with the 1,000-yard range all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Just about 10 minutes away. Plus, of course, Kane keeping us in the loop on traffic. And our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question from yesterday worked out this way. The question was, should paid sick leave be a right? 75% of y'all said no, 25% said yes. All right, so that is our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question from yesterday. We'll have something brand new for you coming up in just a little bit. Speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that's my buddy Trey. He and his crew for over 11 years now, getting rid of junk in Mobile and Baldwin County. You could be next. You could be next on their list to get rid of junk for. Could be your office, could be a storage unit, could be your house, could be outside your house. Anywhere you got junk, you need it gone. I got the folks for you. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it's easy to make that appointment. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up your Sports Illustrated football phone, and give them, which might be junk, too, you need to get rid of, and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll set an appointment time and a place. You'll agree on it. They show up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get the junk gone like that. All you got to do is point at the junk, and they pick it up and make it go away. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And, yeah, I guess it's really not a crisis until celebrities get COVID-19. Stephanie Elam from Westwood One with more.
Everyone was wondering when we were going to see somebody famous come down with coronavirus, and now we have the answer. In fact, I want you to go ahead and take a listen to what Tom Hanks has posted on his Instagram. I'll read it to you. In part, it says, quote, "We felt a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too. To play things right, as is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and were found to be positive. Well, now, what to do next? The medical officials have protocol that must be followed. We Hankses will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires."
Now, I should not, I'm not going to say, I should not say
this. Yeah, no, don't say it. Okay, go ahead and say it.
Well, I'm just, I thought about this last night when my wife told me, hey, like right before I went to bed, she said, look here, it's Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are positive for coronavirus. I said, honey, are you sure? I mean, Tom Hanks is a heck of an actor. I said, I think I got a pillow thrown at me. I said, yeah. Listen, he's really good. He can be all kind of characters. Mm-hmm. And maybe his latest character is somebody with coronavirus.
You think someone...
I don't, by the way, before this goes, I don't truly believe that. I'm just an annoying husband, says things like that, you know, in the evening. She's like, I can't believe. I said, well, he's a very good actor.
Yeah, like someone commissioned him to put the world on notice. It's like, Hanks has it now.
The guy can, I mean, you look at his roles over the year, the guy's really good. This would be very simple work for mm-hmm. him. Say, okay, here's what you're going to do. This one, you're going to have coronavirus. Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Can I win an award for it, an Academy Award?
He can self-quarantine by shooting The Castaway Part 2,
this
maybe.
Brilliant, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Except for the whole crew that has to go.
There's that.
But if he did it like Les Stroud used to do with Survivor Man, with just one guy and a camera and stuff uh-huh. like that, he could shoot that. That would be good. Survivor Man 2, Tom Hanks as, Castaway 2, mm-hmm. Tom Hanks as himself surviving coronavirus.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But, you know, that's
low budget.
Of course, very low budget. Which maybe just a selfie movie. Straight, he just takes the camera out there by himself.
Straight to Netflix. Not a lot of upfront cost. This thing's going to be huge.
You know, but Hanks saying that he and his wife have it, that has put it on notice more than
you're right.
Most things have.
I make fun of it because I shake my head because of it. But you're right. In reality, it'll probably do a whole bunch for people paying attention.
I think so.
To a coronavirus. Oh, well, it's real now if Tom Hanks can get it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like people have this, because you look at the reaction on social media. I can't believe they have it. They're actors. They're not superheroes or mm-hmm. something. They're regular human beings, happen to be able to pretend to be other people for money.
Yeah, and on sets with a lot of other people.
Lots of other people. Although I still think it may be his finest role yet. Tom Hanks as coronavirus victim. Now, Rita Wilson, she's, I believe that one. 627, Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll check news next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Carnival Fantasy returns to Mobile today for the first time since the U.S. State Department advised Americans to not travel on cruise ships. Passengers returning from Cozumel and Yucatan, Mexico will disembark in the port city later this morning. Guests who will board the ship later today were offered the option of rescheduling their trip for later in the year. The cruise line, though, is not offering refunds. A man in Mississippi is now the first in the state believed to be infected with coronavirus. The man from the Hattiesburg area recently traveled to Florida. Mississippi's state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, is expected to release additional information at 11 this morning. There have been no cases of coronavirus in Alabama, but the Festival of Flowers in Mobile has been canceled amid growing concerns about the virus. The Southeast region's largest outdoor flower show was scheduled for March 26th through the 29th in West Mobile. Organizers are expected to release a statement later today. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
There's a reason why your CBD store is the biggest brick-and-mortar CBD retailer in the world. It's their quality, pure and organic CBD products and the personalized education they provide, offering a full line of SunMed products for you and your pets in a stress-free, relaxing environment. Your CBD store of West Mobile will answer your questions and help you get back to your best self. Don't let tomorrow bring another day of pain, sleeplessness, or anxiety. Come see Joe Brown today at your CBD store of West Mobile, Hillcrest near Greelot.
Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape in studio, and we're talking about landscape projects and why we need to get moving on this right now.
If you're thinking of doing a landscape project this year, if that's on your list of to-dos, now is a really good time for several reasons. There's plenty of rainfall right now. Mm-hmm. The temperature is still pretty cool outside. Soil temperature is warm, so the plants are growing really well. Another one is you get the plants in now, there's a really long window to get those plants established before the real stress of July, August, September. Those are pretty tough seasons for the plants. And if you get them in and get them established before then, you're doing really well. I guess the last one is that we've got some incentive programs, specials, if you will, for whatever your project might be. We want to get people in and planting early, because it's just better for the project. So if you've got an irrigation project, if you've got a new patio, walkway, or wall, or a new entrance, or a new backyard, we've got some different specials throughout the season.
How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Special report, coronavirus pandemic. The European Union this morning is slamming the new antivirus travel ban announced by President Trump last night, keeping most foreign nationals from entering the U.S. for at least 30 days. Fred Pleitgen is covering that in London, saying it hits more than airlines.
One of the things that President Trump said, he said that the movement of goods would not be impacted. But of course, as we all know, that's only part of the story as far as international trade is concerned. If you look at a lot of these big transatlantic companies, both American companies who do business in Europe, but then also European companies that do business in America, they send specialists back and forth between the U.S. and Europe all the time.
Stock markets around the world have tumbled with major losses overnight in Asia and this morning in Europe. Wall Street stock futures are down about 4.5% this hour, following yesterday's losses on the Dow Jones Industrial Average that pushed it into bear market territory, having lost 20% of its value. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street, shaving 5.9% off the Dow Industrials and bringing the index into a bear market. The more widely followed S&P 500 is within 1 percentage point of its own bear market, which would mark the end of one of Wall Street's greatest eras. Investors want a more aggressive response from the U.S. government to economic fallout from the coronavirus, and futures indicate a Dow drop of 1,200. Amazon says it will offer paid leave to hourly workers who have contracted the coronavirus or are being quarantined because of it. It's a reversal for the company, which told warehouse workers last week they could take any time off they want for the rest of March, but they wouldn't get paid. Amazon said its new policy gives hourly workers up to 2 weeks of pay. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson received $32 million in compensation last year after a headline-grabbing hedge fund battle ended up boosting the telecom and media giants' share price. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The premier boat show on the Gulf Coast is the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through the 22nd. See more than $150 million of marine inventory on display, including 650 boats on land and 160 boats in the water. Sport fishing yachts, center consoles, bay boats, pontoons, high-performance tritunes, and personal watercraft. Plus, fishing and tackle seminars, marine accessories and electronics, and kids and ladies activities. Skip the line and get your tickets online, and we'll see you at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through the 22nd. It's a Southern tradition.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so yesterday the fog, let's talk about that. The fog was in Mobile and Baldwin County, different places, but by the end of the day, it was wild. There was this fog up and down both sides of the bay, down at Dolphin Island. I know the Bayway was fogged in, while other areas of Mobile and Baldwin County were pretty clear.
Yeah, it's going to vary quite a bit, and particularly with the wind direction as to where the pockets of fog will be found. And this is going to be a situation we're going to see for quite a few days, because we're going to stay in this warm air all the way into next week with no cold front really moving through. And although I do expect a cold front to move into northern portions of Mississippi and Alabama tomorrow, but it's not going to make it to the coast. It's going to move right back up into Tennessee over the weekend. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies. We'll have some sunshine at times, and it's going to warm us into the upper 70s today. Tonight, dense fog again for many areas, and we'll cool into the low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be a mostly cloudy day. Again, periods of sunshine, can expect that. And it'll warm at least into the mid-70s for tomorrow. Now, for the weekend, Saturday, it will start out with clouds in the morning, but becoming mostly sunny and high in the upper 70s. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, and a good chance we'll make it to 80 degrees for Sunday afternoon. After that, the same weather pattern continues on Monday. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, we have just a slight chance of an afternoon shower and highs in the upper 70s. So some warm temperatures all the way through the middle of next week, and not much in the way of rain.
All right, there's many groups that are excited by that forecast. Two of them, though, people that have been itching to get their boats out and people that have been itching to get their tomato plants out. They're very happy with that. they're very excited.
Yeah, and the low temperatures are going to be in the 60s and the highs approaching 80 degrees. So don't really worry about it as far as low temperatures are concerned.
That is for sure, and that's good news. Hey, by the way, if we looked at, there have been some years where we've had some really cold temps on into April, some years that it hasn't happened, but that's the kind of information you can get in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Oh, you'll find all kinds of weather records that are in this edition, and you'll find copies here in Mobile and also in the Eastern Shore at Hancock Whitney Banks, and here in Mobile also at West Marine, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and the Autocraft Collision Center there in Fairhope, and we also have copies over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
Thanks, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Hey, and speaking of getting your boats out, too, got a note here from my buddy Jim Cox. You know, we've got, it's next week. Yeah, next week and next weekend. I guess starts on Friday, then goes Saturday, Sunday. The Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through 22nd in Orange Beach, there at the Wharf. $150 million worth of boats and marine products on display.
Man.
Remember when you and I were walking through the Mobile show, and I was like, how much do you think it is in boats in here? Well, Jim's done the total for the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, $150 million in boats and marine products on display. Also, you have 160 wet slip boats and yachts on display, too big to get on a trailer.
Yeah.
You can walk out there and check them out at the Wharf. More than 650 sport and console boats on land for us to check out. Something for everyone from entry-level boaters to seasoned veterans. Plus, you have great events going on for the kids and the ladies throughout the weekend, and discounts as well for Ladies' Day on Saturday discount and Military and First Responder Appreciation Day on Sunday. You get your tickets. You can get them online by going to wharfboatshow.com or pick them up in person. They are, on Friday, it's $10 for, $10 for Friday general admission, $12 on Saturday, $10 on Sunday. Military and First Responders, $8. Nice, with your military or first responder ID. And children 12 and under are free. So Wharf and Boat and Yacht Show, that's coming up this next week. It'll be a week from tomorrow. It starts at the Wharf.
Yeah, all kinds of great food and drink options there at the Wharf, too.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
So put that on your to-do list. All right, 640, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy.
It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've got a disabled vehicle westbound airport at downtown right in front of the IHOP. They're going to move out of the roadway. No accidents yet, but fog is a player over the Bayway and the Causeway, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fork. We've had light traffic so far on the way in. The trellis room inside the Battle House has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. They look forward to welcoming you to the new international dining experience. Remember, when dining at the trellis room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this little Friday. Some people call it Thursday. Glad to have you here. Yeah, mentioned Mississippi State Department of Health has reported its first presumptive positive case of COVID-19 as of last night. Official verification will have to come from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Individual believed to be infected is a Forest County man who recently traveled to Florida, according to the Mississippi State Department of Health. Now, the patient has isolated himself at home to prevent spreading the novel coronavirus to others. He was not hospitalized. Mississippi Department of Health is conducting further investigation to limit the spread of the virus from this case. There's a press conference, I think, slated for this morning to discuss it further. Now, I don't think this means he's spreading it out the windows, but I mean, I guess there's an alternate route he could have gone, but it makes sense to me if he came from Florida and went to Mississippi, he came through Alabama.
That is a good point.
A little geography for y'all.
Hopefully.
On a Thursday morning. I mean, I guess he could have gone Georgia up to Tennessee, Tennessee over to Mississippi. Most likely he came through Alabama.
Yeah, I'm not a health official. And
Neither of us are.
I don't know how many tests are going around. I find it hard to believe. I know that there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama. Right now I find it hard to believe that there isn't someone in Alabama who possibly has the symptoms. But you know, reading up on this, if you're young and healthy, you might not even see the symptoms as you have it.
Right.
And of course, what we're seeing is the older you are, or if you have underlying health conditions, you're most likely to be seriously affected by this virus. But a lot of the people who get the coronavirus, I'm seeing, it's kind of like a flu, maybe even a light flu for some people. And that the best way is to, if you think you've got it, you got to self quarantine at home, take flu medicine. You know. And I think eventually we'll see so many people going to the hospitals that it'll be just to get tested. They think they might have it or not have it, that it'll be tough to get in or tough to get a bed if you are sick. So it's just we need to see how this plays out. But we're seeing more and more cases. And as that happens, gathering more information on what you might need to do if you come down with it.
By the way, we're probably going to have a meeting today at the station here. I want to make an announcement that I'm going to pre-quarantine.
Okay.
To avoid it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to spend the next about month and a half at the farm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the studio.
No, at the farm. I'll take the broadcast equipment there if I need to, but I'll be at the farm for the next month and a half.
Cool. So I'll stay here on the board then.
You stay on the board. I'll go to the farm, and I'll stay at the farm and not let anybody inside the confines of the farm there for a month and a half. I got a bunch of stuff I need to get done. I mean,
for the abundance of safety
and caution, I would have quarantined myself at the farm. Man, the stuff I'll get done. All right, 643 FM Talk 106.5. You know, one of the other stories going on this week is that drop in oil prices. Now, part of that is based on coronavirus fears, but a bigger part of it is a proxy war, or not a proxy war, a straight-up battle of the oil giants, OPEC and Saudi Arabia versus Russia. And the benefit to us at the pump is already starting to show up. Both sides of the bay, under $2, $1.93, $1.92 is what I'm seeing. It's as low as $1.90, $1.91 in Mobile. I see on the Eastern Shore, $1.93, and maybe you see somewhere that's even better. You can always text that low gas price into us at 343-0106. But if it continues to drop beyond that, how low is it going to go?
Wow. No telling.
Just in time for boating season, too. You'll be filling up the boat. It'll help out a whole bunch. All right, 6:45. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Heard the attacks on pro-Trump Republican Jerry Carl? Well, they're funded by never-Trumper Bill Hightower and an anti-Trump pro-immigration group Bill Hightower calls his friends. They're attacking Jerry Carl because Jerry Carl supports our president, wants to build a wall and end the flood of illegal immigrants coming across our border. They must be supporting Bill Hightower because he opposed a budget that would have helped prevent illegal immigrants from voting in Alabama. Hightower voted for higher taxes against a balanced budget amendment and even thought tolling the new I-10 bridge was a good idea. Those aren't policies a pro-Trump conservative would get behind. Jerry Carl is the only candidate who will stand with President Trump to protect our South Alabama values. Like Trump, Jerry Carl has a backbone. He's tired of political correctness, and he'll never put illegal immigrants ahead of South Alabama families. Never Trumper Bill Hightower can never be in Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product.
Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film.
Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage. And they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Carnival Fantasy returns to Mobile today for the first time since the U.S. State Department advised Americans to not travel on cruise ships. Passengers returning from Cozumel and Yucatan, Mexico, will disembark in the port city later this morning. Guests who will board the ship later today were offered the option of rescheduling their trip for later in the year. The cruise line, though, is not offering refunds. A man in Mississippi is now the first in the state believed to be infected with coronavirus. The man from the Hattiesburg area recently traveled to Florida. Mississippi's state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, is expected to release additional information at 11 this morning. There have been no cases of coronavirus in Alabama, but the Festival of Flowers in Mobile has been canceled amid growing concerns about the virus. The Southeast region's largest outdoor flower show was scheduled for March 26th through the 29th in West Mobile. Organizers are expected to release a statement later today. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
The coronavirus has slowed the sports world to a halt. 6:48, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NBA announced last night it's suspending its season after a Utah Jazz player preliminarily tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. The announcement came after the Oklahoma City Thunder-Utah Jazz game was postponed because Utah's Rudy Gobert tested positive preliminarily for the coronavirus. The quarantine period for those who believe they may have been exposed to COVID-19 is 14 days. Of course, in sports, you play a lot of teams in 14 days. Players on teams that the Jazz have played in that time span have been asked to self-quarantine. Earlier in the week, bad move. Gobert met with reporters and, in what he thought was a joke, touched reporters' microphones and recorders. That happened after the league had sent multiple memos telling players how serious to take coronavirus. In the past week, the Jazz have played the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, Detroit Pistons, and the Toronto Raptors. The last game scheduled for the night between New Orleans and Sacramento was also postponed because one of the referees that was set to work the game, Courtney Kirkland, had worked a Utah Jazz game earlier in the week. Meanwhile, there are conference tournaments being played in college basketball as we get closer to the NCAA tournament. And NCAA President Mark Emmert announced yesterday that the entire NCAA tournament will be played without fans present. Following that announcement, most conferences, including the SEC, announced their conference tournaments will proceed without fans in attendance, beginning with today's games. The SEC also announced that similar attendance restrictions will be in effect for all other regular season events on its campuses through at least March 30th. The Sun Belt did not announce any changes to its plans for the conference tournament on Wednesday, but League Commissioner Keith Gill said in a statement last week that the conference is monitoring the situation and will likely follow the NCAA's lead. In games that were played yesterday, the South Alabama Jaguars women's team punched their ticket to the conference semifinals by rallying to defeat UT Arlington 55-47. The conference tournament does continue as scheduled. USA will meet Coastal Carolina on Saturday night at 7:30 at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. That same day, the South Alabama men's team is scheduled to face Texas State in the men's semifinals at 2 p.m. In the SEC tournament in Nashville, Georgia beat Ole Miss 81-63, and Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 86-73. Today, number 9 seed Alabama is set to face number 8 seed Tennessee at noon. Number 5 Florida will play number 13 Georgia after that game. Then at 6, number 7 seed Texas A&M will play number 10 Missouri, followed by number 6 seed South Carolina and number 11 Arkansas. In college baseball, South Alabama fell to LSU last night 4-1. Up next, South opens their Sun Belt Conference play on the road Friday with a three-game series at Georgia State. In golf, the Players' Championship is set to begin as scheduled this morning at TPC Sawgrass in Florida. Tiger Woods will not play in the tournament with a sore back, but he did get some good news yesterday. Woods was elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame in the class of 2021. It was the easiest first ballot vote ever. Woods has won 15 major championships and 82 PGA Tour titles. The date and location of the induction ceremony has yet to be announced. 651 FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
All right, 652 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, we're just an hour away from Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And let's add this to our low gas price number, $1.91 at Bucky's coming in too. So yeah, one of the untold stories as of focus on a lot of other things. Gas prices dropping, sub $2 both counties.
Just when they're telling us to not travel.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
The prices drop and they say, quit moving around.
That's right. 653, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone, from the Silver Creek Shooting Range Traffic Center. We've had a good start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions, no delays across the Bayway. Looks good along I-10 from the 65 split and heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Watch for the school zones again with radar and the buses already traveling. So what is Talladega? It's the thrill of 4-wide racing, acres of campground parties, and the unforgettable memories. Get your tickets now for April 26th. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one- and two-bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Pringle. You know, as a contractor, I do more than just build walls. If you need a hunting camp or home built or a commercial building remodeled, I'm suddenly available. So call me, 251-604-3357.
655 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Jason in beautiful Gulf Shore says Buck 87 at the Oasis Travel Center there at the Wilcox Road exit. And yeah, there's and Della 91, yeah, at Bucky's. Our buddy Philip texted in, to heck with gas prices, what about crawfish prices? News isn't as good, and I don't know how global coronavirus affects crawfish prices, but Philip, I'm sad to say, I'm embarrassed to say, but I had a breakdown yesterday, and I paid $4 and I think 35 cents a pound for crawfish. And they were okay. They weren't bad. Mm-hmm. And I stood out by myself, you know, away from the family and consumed them. I hoarded them. I coveted them. I am guilty of that sin for sure, and consumed them all before I went inside and tried to act like I wasn't outside eating crawfish. But yeah. I paid over. It was like $4.30 something a pound. So I'm embarrassed, Philip. But yeah, that is the crawfish price, which we'll do. You know, we've done that in years past, usually during the midday show. But we'll round up crawfish prices for live or boiled. You know,
so as the rest of the market falls in stocks, crawfish market doing well. Then
got to look at commodities here and where you would shift your investment portfolio. Well, I think there's a lot of deals out there right now. I think the deals will get better in equities. I think the deals may get better in commodities like oil. I don't know that crawfish is a good buy right now. It's on the it's on the swing
time
up.
To sell.
Yeah, it's time to sell big. Sell big on crawfish and use that to get, you know, invest some money into some other commodities out there. But yes, I had a breakdown and paid way too much for crawfish yesterday. Sorry.
I wish you'd saved some for me. But now, I understand
saying
the price.
$1.99 at Bozo's, that's in Mississippi, for 10 pounds or more. Don, is that boiled? Or is that live price? It's got to be live price at $1.99. All right, we'll check the commodity of crawfish coming up next hour, plus lots of other news, weather, and sports. Stay close.